You have to admit that St. Peter was pretty courageous to step out of that boat and start walking on the water. The wind was blowing, it was dark, the water was dangerous, to say the least. And yet, St. Peter ventured out toward where the Lord was standing. How in the world could the Lord be standing on water? I don't know if that's what St. Peter thought, but I think I would think that. I'm sure that the Lord must have read St. Peter's thoughts, which might have been exactly what I just said. How in the world is Jesus standing on that water? And I can't help but think that the Lord must have smiled at that impetuous man, St. Peter. Jesus knew that St. Peter would falter when he realized that he was over his head, as it were. But all the same, Jesus was ready to catch St. Peter, and of course, he did just that. And I'm sure St. Peter must have been very, very thankful for that helping hand, all the while realizing that if Jesus hadn't caught him, he would surely have perished. Just who was this Jesus who could walk on water? Was there any doubt in Peter's mind or in the minds of the other disciples that Jesus must be truly a divine being, the Son of God? How could an ordinary man walk on water? And how could an ordinary man command the sea and the wind to be calm? And it was. These disciples had just witnessed not only the feeding of the great multitude of people, but other extraordinary powers that the Lord had. And they ended up by worshiping him, just like we're doing right now. They proclaimed him without a doubt to be the Son of God, and we're doing likewise. Of course, we don't see him like those disciples did, but yet we believe. How did we come to faith in Jesus as Son of God? That in itself is a great mystery. One time, my older sister asked me very seriously, "How do you have faith?" She didn't have faith. She wanted faith, but she didn't have it. So she asked me how a person could come to faith. I replied in a simple way just by telling her that, well, we can start by simply asking for it. Ask for faith. Help me to believe, Lord. I believe, but help me to believe more. There might be somebody here right now, today, struggling with that same question, how to have faith, how to believe without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is God. It can be challenging to believe when there is so much confusion, even in the church itself. As you know, we've been through some rough waters over the past 60 years, and we're still trying to stay in the boat. The boat, of course, represents the church. I'm sure probably some of you have heard of St. John Bosco's famous dreams that he would have. This one dream, he saw this big boat, and it was making its way through some very dangerous waters. It was being attacked, and it was being battered as it tried to make its way to port. And the captain of the ship was the Holy Father. He was killed, but another one took his place right away. And finally, the boat was able to make it to two big pillars in the port. One of them was named the Eucharist, and the other one was named Mary. As the ship tied up to those pillars, it was kept safe from destruction. I suppose one could say that that is how the church will survive. As long as it is anchored with these two great pillars, it will be safe. And I suppose that's the same way in our own personal, individual lives, clinging to the belief in the Holy Eucharist and to Mary, the Mother of God. We too can withstand all the forces set against us, whether those forces be man-made or diabolic. If we stay on the ship as she makes her way to the heavenly port, we will be safe. But if we grow careless and filled with malice and even fall off the boat, we might be swallowed up by that sea, by those treacherous waters. In other words, we're safe as long as we don't abandon the church, as long as we pray to remain part of it, as long as we continue to believe in the Holy Eucharist and our Blessed Mother. We call the church by various names, one of which is the body of Christ. And yet, in most families, there are some who were baptized, but now no longer associate with the church. Isn't that true for almost every family? They're lost at sea, as it were. And the sea is this world. If they wish to be saved, they can be, like St. Peter, only just stretch out their hands to Him who made all things, to Him who came to share our human life, to Jesus our Lord and God, stretching out their hands to let Him grasp them. Jesus was not going to let St. Peter drown, and neither will He let anyone drown, but we have to trust in Him and never let loose of His hand. For our relatives and our friends who might be struggling with the question of faith, we can enter that arena ourselves and we can throw them, as it were, a lifeline. It might be just the thing that will ultimately save their soul. That lifeline is our continuous efforts to pray, to make sacrifice for them, to fast for them. We might not see it in this life, but if they are safe one day in God's kingdom, it could very well be due to the fact that we prayed for them, that we made sacrifices for them. So, brothers and sisters, let us not despair, but rather let us have full confidence that as much as we would like to see them return to the practice of the faith, the Lord wants it infinitely more than we do. Lord, rescue all those of our families and friends who are struggling with the practice of their faith. Jesus, we trust in You.